In 2011, Texas has seen one of the worst droughts in nearly a century. The most affected by this drought has been the farmer, more specifically, the hay producers.
It cut the production by about half,
says Chad Griggs, a hay producer from Cattle Mills, who no matter how bad the drought got, maintained his reputation as a quality hay producer.
The quality stayed the same, the price stayed the same. I didn't gouge nobody.
And with a scarce product, this drought seemed to be a little more trying than previous times.
It was bad, but it didn't seem to make the people as crazy.
Cowboy Tommy Griggs has seen his fair share of droughts, but says he has never seen one this bad.
You know, I'm 70 years old, and I've seen four or five droughts back in the 54 and the 70s and 05 and 06, but this has been the worst one to draw water and burn up crops. Worse than I've seen since I've been here.
And as far as the hay situation, he says it's the worst that he's ever seen.
Hay shortage is the worst I've ever seen it. I've never seen hay. They're baling wheat straw, cotton stalks, corn stalks, and it's selling for what regular hay price ought to bring. And hay prices ought to be bringing 30, and they're bringing 160 and 70, and from 100 and a quarter on those corn stalks and stuff. This is the worst I've ever seen it in my 55 years of been dealing it.
And along with this immense hay shortage, this drought has brought some very deep cracks in the earth.
I've never seen such cracks in this earth. They're from 8 inches up to 9 to 11 inches wide and deep, 4 and 5 foot deep. You can run a stick in and it's unreal.
And with meteorologists predicting a not too rainy future, there is only one solution for this weather predicament we're in.
Well, as soon as it goes back to raining, things will get back to normal.
Ethan Griggs for 88.9 KTR.